Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting from Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. We have on the show with us today, once again, Dr. Wolf Eckhard-Lonick, who recently retired as a senior scientist in the Department of Molecular Plant Genetics at the Max Planck Institute for Plant Breeding Research in Germany. Dr. Lonick was recently on our show discussing his new book, The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, What Do We Really Know? Testing the Theories of Gradualism, Macromutation, and Intelligent Design. And it was a very interesting discussion as Dr. Lonick discussed why it's not possible for the long-necked giraffe to evolve its body plan in a step-by-step gradual Darwinian fashion. And we have Dr. Lonick back again with us on the show today to discuss more about the evolution of the long-necked giraffe. Now, Dr. Lonick, I know that without an evolutionary explanation for how the long-necked giraffe evolved, Darwinian scientists are resorting to other arguments, specifically arguments that pertain to supposed bad design arguments, or dysteleology, as we call them. So basically, they're trying to prove Darwinian theory by supposedly refuting intelligent design. And all this argument centers around this nerve that's in the neck of the giraffe called the recurrent laryngeal nerve. Can you talk to us about the recurrent laryngeal nerve and whether or not this makes a good argument for the evolution of the long-necked giraffe?
Well, that's really a very interesting story. You probably know that evolutionists like Richard Dawkins and Jerry Coyne and Shubin and Ridley and many others refer to the nervus laryngeus recurrens, the recurrent laryngeal nerve. Well, first I would point out that evolutionists like Richard Dawkins and others stress the point that it is a very imperfect result. Jerry Coyne speaks of nature's worst designs concerning the recurrent laryngeal nerve. And it is Dawkins who says, obviously, a ridiculous detour because the nerve is said to reach to the heart and then goes back to the larynx. And he says, obviously, a ridiculous detour. No engineer would ever make a mistake like that. On the other hand, there are Nobel laureates like François Jacob and others who say, and Darwin himself already said it, that during all these millions of years, the proofreader natural selection has continually improving, refining, and completing a system, gradually eliminating all imperfections. In 2 billion years, organisms have been continually improved and refined, and he says, he speaks of completing it, gradually eliminating all imperfections. Then why is such a result possible? That seems to be a contradiction within the Darwinian system. If you continually improve and refine and eliminating all imperfections, how then can a result be like a recurrent laryngeal nerve be spoken of as nature's worst designs? And, well, the point is, of course, the curious thing is that it is much longer than it needs to be. That's the idea behind it. Well, it was Jim Holt in the New York Times. He said it extends down the neck to the chest and then runs back to the neck to the larynx. In a giraffe, that means a 20-foot length of nerve where 1 foot would have done. Well, that's the situation. And the question is, of course, why did natural selection not get rid of this worst design and improve it during the millions of generations and mutations from first giraffe onwards?
Do they give an argument for why natural selection wouldn't have improved it, why it stayed this way?
Well, this question is simply avoided. It was in one of the YouTube, it was also in the English TV channel, that there was a question by one of the people when they dissected the laryngeal nerve. And the question was, well, couldn't it be that there was some residual or function for it? And Dawkins avoided that question. He simply said, well, it was had a function in fish, but it doesn't have any function as if this long winding nerve, the length, doesn't have a function anymore. It is just an historical remnant of the past.
And of course, you point out a number of reasons in your book,
yes,
as to why this is not a good argument for evolution. What do you think is one of the strongest arguments as to why this is not a good argument for Darwinian evolution?
Apart from these inner contradiction, on the one hand, natural selection improving and eliminating all imperfections, and then you have such an imperfection as a result of millions of years of evolution by natural selection. If you check books about anatomy and you find a unanimous answer concerning question whether the right and left recurrent laryngeal nerves have more functions. And the answer is clearly yes, they have many more functions, and which was avoided, this question, by Richard Dawkins and others. I have discussed these points, recurrent laryngeal nerves innervate the esophagus and the trachea of the giraffe, and also it reaches to the heart. And it has many branches. It has a plexus cardiacus. It has branches to the trachea and the esophagus. And I have also quoted how many branches it has. On the left side, about 17 branches to the trachea and esophagus. And on the right side, there are about 10 branches. And they have many more tasks, not just to innervate the larynx. And they also have tasks to reach the heart. And, of course, it is not the laryngeal nerve. It is a branch of the nervus vagus near the heart. And then it runs back to the larynx. And then you yourself have pointed out in an article that there's also a direct route. It is innervated from both sides.
Yes, that's right, Dr. Lohnig. In addition to being innervated by the recurrent laryngeal nerve, the larynx is, of course, also innervated by the superior laryngeal nerve, which takes the direct route directly from the brain to the larynx, which is essentially the exact route that Richard Dawkins and Jerry Coyne and others say it ought to take. So contrary to what you might read, certain arguments from these evolutionary scientists, the direct route of innervation directly from the brain to the larynx actually does exist in vertebrates.
Yes, the larynx is innervated from both sides, explicating the role of the superior laryngeal nerve, the SLNs, innervating the larynx directly from the brain, especially their cooperation with and complementation of the recurrent laryngeal nerves. So you have, on the one hand, a lot of further special functions of the laryngeal nerves, but make it necessary to reach even the heart and other organs. And then you have also a direct innervation of the larynx. The laryngeal nerve has multiple functions. And if you just forget all the others, and only concentrate on the larynx, you come to a wrong conclusion. My suggestion is do it all over again, this anatomy, and carefully also find all the branches. Although, may I repeat, 17.7 branches on the left, and nervus laryngeus recurrens sinister, and about 10 on the other side.
So, Dr. Lohnig, you certainly, I think, have shown why this argument that the recurrent laryngeal nerve can only be explained by evolution is really not true at all. It's doing lots of things. It's not simply taking the circuitous route for no reason. There certainly is, I would say, a rational reason or a rational design of the recurrent laryngeal nerve.
Not only one, but many reasons. Also, there are embryonic reasons, which are quoted and pointed to in that book about the evolution of the long-necked giraffe.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Lohnig. Unfortunately, I think we're running out of time for this podcast, but stay tuned for more with Dr. Wolf Eckhard Lohnig discussing his new book, The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, What Do We Really Know? Testing Theories of Gradualism, Macromutation, and Intelligent Design. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.